The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on the last day of January, January 31st, 2013. Val Gurman is with us, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Good to have you here, Val.
Thank you.
And we were having quite a discussion before we came on today, talking about Betty and Barney Hill.
Yes.
Some of you folks are our age. You may remember this.
You have to be of a certain age.
Yeah, you do. They were supposedly abducted,
right,
by a UFO, and
right.
Betty later on in life was put under hypnosis, and she described a lot of things that happened, including a star map. She drew a star map.
Yes.
Which we're going to show you here in just a minute.
Yes, it became famous, and it's the star. One of the stars on that map is back in the news.
Okay, let's start. What is big in the sky right now?
Well, right now we've got we have a comet up there now, and we're expecting a huge comet in just a few weeks. And so comets are sort of the thing right now that everyone in the astronomical world is on tenterhooks about.
Okay, and we've got some pictures. If you're able to go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends and watch this segment, and you'll be able to see. But for people who are listening, explain. Paint some pictures.
Right now there's a comet up there called Comet Linear. It has a very romantic name. Comet Linear K5, was discovered a few months ago. And the photograph we're showing here, my brother down in Jefferson City, took this picture from his yard just shortly ago, about 3 weeks ago.
With telephoto lens?
He has a small telescope set up for astrophotography, and he's able to photograph all kinds of stuff.
So this comet is in the sky. For how long will it be in the sky?
It's just a short time ago. It's headed for the constellation Cetus, and we'll be there shortly.
Okay.
We'll be talking about that in a minute.
All right, the next picture.
What we're waiting for, and it's just now starting to show up, is Comet Pan-STARRS, it's called, which, if you can see the photograph there, could become a great comet. And by that I mean a comet that you can see the front of the comet in daylight, like a star. Yes, in daylight. And at night.
At nighttime, it should be phenomenal.
Brilliant. And a big long tail going up in the sky. Now, that's if it performs as expected. It looks good. Will it do as well as hoped? Hale Bopp did. So we're looking for another Hale Bopp type thing.
So when would this be?
Starts about March 10th
and goes
and through most of the month of March.
From March 10th through all of March. And what part of the sky do we look at?
In the west after sunset, it's a room service comet, supper time.
Okay.
Millions of people will see it.
And you see it right above the horizon to the west?
Yes, it's going to be not too high up in the west after sunset.
Okay. The next picture that we have, this is...
Okay, now coming up before that, in fact in about 2 weeks, is asteroid, I love the romantic names, 2012 DA14.
That's an asteroid that's going to come close to the Earth.
You'll be able to feel the breeze from this one.
But now here's the really neat thing about it. You can go to NASA TV. Go to, what is it, www.nasa.gov.
And they got NASA TV. Click on that. This is on the afternoon of February 15th, and you can watch it go by.
So on the afternoon of February 15th, if you want to see this asteroid, watch it on NASA TV. They're going to be
streaming
it live. Yeah. And hopefully it's not going to come too close to the Earth.
It's going to come inside the orbit of the synchronous satellites that give us all of our cable.
Could it possibly run into a satellite?
Well, no, apparently not. It's going to be about 18,000 miles from the Earth.
That's pretty close.
That's very close. It's way too close, actually. This thing is about as big as, you know, a football field. If it would hit the Earth, it would be ugly.
Could it? Could the gravitational pull of the Earth knock it off its trajectory and possibly?
I don't think so. By this time, it's pretty well known what it's going to do. It's the accuracy is very, very good.
This is going to be what day?
This is February 15th, about 2:30 in the afternoon.
And it's going to be closer than the satellites that are giving us our communication.
Yes, quite a bit closer.
Okay, there. If you look at it on KBIA.org, and you can see, we've got a picture of it, and you see the Earth and how close it is coming to the Earth. The next one.
Well, this one, I just had to put this in. I just recently came across this. I'm asked quite often, why does the winter sky look better than the summer sky?
Why does it?
And the reason is, well, the air tends to be clearer in winter. True. But the stars actually are brighter because the Milky Way galaxy that we see in the winter is closer to us. The bright spiral arm of the Orion, called the Orion Spur Arm, is closer to us by about, well, it's about twice as close as the summer sky Sagittarius arm.
Okay.
It just looks brighter.
Yeah, and there's a graphic to show you why.
There's a reason.
Picture. Yeah, the next one that we have.
Okay, now, in the news right now, a constellation that's visible in the sky right now in the southwest, constellation Cetus, the star Tau Ceti, was announced about a month ago, has no less than five planets, two of which could very well be Earth-type, and they're in the so-called Goldilocks zone where life as we know it could exist.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
Fairly big news, actually.
Yeah. And the name of that star is?
It's called Tau, Greek letter Tau, T-A-U, Ceti, which is the Latin Cetus, the whale, the monster.
Yeah.
And if you look in the southwest right now, right after supper, as it gets dark, it's in the southwest, very dominant constellation.
Well, there's a lot in the southwest to see.
Yes, there is.
Okay, we got another picture.
And if you look up there, the on the illustration, if you're looking at that, there's the title Cetus. The star Tau Ceti is right below that, a little bit to the left. It's a naked eye star, easily seen. It's the closest star, almost identical to the sun there is. It's not part of a multiple system. It's a single star, which is considered important for planets.
Yeah, and it's got two planets revolving around it that are Earth-like.
Very close. Now, what's interesting about this was, you know, if you're of a certain age, I grew up, you know, I was in high school when all this blew up. There was the so-called Hill abduction case. Betty Hill drew a map under hypnosis that was published in a book in 1966. There were no stars, there was no legend on this map. It's a long story as to why that happened. The person who gave her the map wouldn't tell her what was on it, according to her. So it appeared in the book, and then 6 years later, a woman from Ohio, a teacher who had spent 6 years studying this problem, came up with a map, and there's Tau Ceti. If you're looking at this, Tau Ceti is on the map. At the time this was done, people said, well, these stars don't have planets. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
Betty Hill knew better.
Now we know. They
All right.
do.
Val Gehrman, thank you so much for coming by. Always a pleasure having you on. All right?
All right.
Tomorrow, on along the same line, Bill Wickersham with us. You two, we need to have you two on together.
There we go.
Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hyten, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Fringe, and watch this segment. You can see all the photographs he's talking about. Bye-bye.